Blog Talk Radio.
A Theory of Parenting on Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, and welcome to A Theory of Parenting on Blog Talk Radio. My name is Tammy Joyner. I'm the host for the show. Today, we are live in Austin, Texas, outside the Austin History Center. It's a place that depicts a lot of history on the state of Texas and the people who live here. If you're ever in Austin and you want to find out any type of information, it's a beautiful historic building. The hours are 10 to 6 most days, and they're open on Sundays to noon. And they have a lot of interesting information that you may want to go in and check out. There's an awesome display case when you enter the double wooden doors with iron rotting decorum. And they depict pictures of different 70s and 80s movies. And, you know, it could carry, you know, stories about, you know, a lot of other people. So they have reading rooms, and they have, you know, it used to be used for something else. So there's the mayor's office and O. Henry Room. So there's more, and we might have spoke about it before, but we wanted just to bring that back to your attention. Today our story is about selfies. I was watching a movie the other night, and the movie was like a CSI movie, and it was talking about the way other people depict selfies. And my son and I, we do a lot of selfies, and his friends, we all grew up in an era where the computer and the digital phone, which the cell phone and everything, is very popular, and selfies are easy to maneuver with our camera phones. So we do a lot of that. We post them to Twitter. We post them to Facebook. We post them to different, you know, social media sites. And we enjoy that because we, you know, like to look at each other, and we like to know when we're away, or to keep catalogs of each other's experiences, travels, and different milestones. And, you know, in the life of a child, they grow and they change so often and so, you know, so readily each year at school. You know, it was definitely a wonderful experience to see them catalog their, you know, changes and catalog their daily looks and things and styles and fashions. So we went into that. So I was reading Wikipedia today, and I found out that, you know, for some, it's a great socialization effort, and they kind of said to have a warning or to use a caution effort when using the selfies. They said that the selfies are now should be for the public. Not for the public. It should be for your family only. It should be for your friends for private viewing only, and that you should not send them there open for the public. So that's one thing we need to start to focus on. They also said that there's some socialization with it where, you know, it's what selfie is a self taken photograph that you can use for social media and different, just something that a photograph that you take used with a digital camera or a cell phone, a camera phone. So these pictures have been associated negatively in the media, which I was telling you about the movie that I was watching, was a poor association with selfies. They associated with popularity and, you know, over exposing yourself, not even as far as nudity, but just overexposing yourself as far as just having a wonderful personality and a wonderful, you know, ideal about yourself, and, you know, just the fact that you are not ashamed or afraid to take selfies often, even when you don't take the best selfie ever, you know, you still can post it for a family or friend. They have some news on the Wikipedia. You definitely have to take it out from yourself, where that they're even complaining if people are not taking their best pictures and they're posting pictures that they're calling not so good looking or not so, you know, gorgeous, and saying that they're doing it for comedic purposes, and, you know, they're going on and so forth about the selfie and how some people are relating it to porn, and some people are relating it to negativity and all different types of, you know, different backlashes that way. But I wanted to reassure our population here on A Theory of Parenting and here at, you know, our particular blog that, you know, the selfies are wonderful ideals for parents that watch other people's kids and also watch their own kids. Parents are doing it for their kids as well, cataloging pictures of their parents and staying connected and showing love and smooches and hugs and using icons as well, emotions to tell their kids, you know, how they feel and, you know, to connect with little notes like that daily. It definitely has been working for us, and we hope that, you know, you continue to take preventative actions and cautions and, you know, to make sure you're not too revealing or make sure that you're not, you know, doing anything that, you know, that you don't think that, you know, doing anything that someone else might use against you, because there's just starting to be a backlash from an older population who's not really up on the cell phone, who's not really up on the computer, who's not really up on, you know, social media. It's just the older population that's really giving the kids and their parents, you know, about 40 and younger, you know, really hard time for having such a wonderful time and communicating often with their families, you know, in these different social media sites. And they're, you know, calling it everything they can, you know, name it to disrespect it and to try to bring it into that type of communication. But don't forget, it is a communication effort, and the effort is used, you know, appropriately. And as long as it's being used appropriately, you know, you should continue to post and continue to, you know, allow your family and friends to see you having such a great time and publicize yourself and popularize yourself in all the right ways. And, you know, with that, you know, you're a winner in ways that, you know, the people of the past have never won before. So, you know, continue to be that. So, you know, I just wanted you to say that, I just wanted you to know that, you know, it's being ridiculed and that we should, you know, take our precautions, but at the same time, we should never, you know, stop doing something as wonderful, you know, as, you know, this particular form of communication and this particular form of media. And it's not egotistical, it's not self-righteous, it's not dirty, and, you know, it's better than anything that we had in many years. And the newspaper was the only way to popularize yourself, or in magazine, and now they have this communication effort, like of the social media, which can be printed, and you can have your own little magazines and your own little timeline books and keepsakes and efforts like that. So, you know, I think they are wonderful, and they capture so many wonderful moments that you can say, I was here, I was there, I was in New York, I was in Austin, I was in, you know, California, I was in North Carolina, I was in New Jersey, you know, that, you know, in front of a library, in front of a, you know, in the mall, on a date, you know, all of these things help us to create wonderful timelines. And I would hate to see that, you know, because of this negativity that, you know, the different populations have endured, that we stop using our social media. So that's our story, and you can read it more in depth and graphic at Wikipedia. Just look up selfies, and you'll see exactly what they're saying for yourself. I didn't want to popularize it for the negativity, so I didn't tell you a lot of what was going on, but it's definitely something that caught my eye, because it was a little bit too negative for me, the way they associated it with, you know, some of the problems of the old community and not so much of the new community. And if it is so much of the new community, it's because of older people. So, you know, onward and forward, and just do your best you can, and, you know, continue to communicate with yourself and your friends, especially after you graduate and you move on and you travel. You know, it's definitely something you should consider printing and making books, and, you know, all of this art that we can do, you know, making books and photo books and creating, you know, all type of, you know, our blog books and different things like that. We would never want to say that someone got in the way of something wonderful and you didn't, you know, participate or post anything that your parents have confided of you to, you know, put into the family catalog. And also, if you're like a social media site or a blog like ours that we can't find information and my son couldn't input because of he was, you know, fearing some backlash. So that's our story. Until next time.